a garage, I would more likely, in giving you directions, say that one building was back of another one, mm-hmm. and say it was behind it.
Yeah, maybe that has something to do with temporary versus permanent relationship.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it before, but I just realized when I said behind that I do use back.
Sure, I do too. I wonder why I'll think about that. That's good. But if you're talking about something, if you're talking about, say, the broom and the door, would you say it's back of the door or behind the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. And on Monday, traditionally, women did their
washing.
And on Tuesday,
ironing.
And taken together, you could call that
the laundry.
And to get from the first floor to the second floor, you might have to walk
up the stairs.
And outside, coming up into the house, you might have to walk up
the steps.
Okay. And out, you mentioned that in the house you had a screened in
porches.
Yeah. Now, does a porch have to, what must a porch have in order to be a porch in your mind?
Now that's real interesting, because I call the terrace a porch half the time because I grew up with porches.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill is very opposed to porches, and we don't have porches.
Mm-hmm.
I think a porch has to be not only attached to the house, but elevated a little bit and roofed over.
Okay. Now, how does a terrace differ from a patio?
I think just because we're not in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an enclosed, paved area that comes out of the house. Which is exactly what a patio is, I guess.
Yeah.
But now we also call this a terrace down that you can't see just beyond this. There's another little place that widens out in the sidewalk down at the end of the rose bed where we have some chairs and a table, and we call that the lower terrace.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know why. It's just the terminology we use.
Yeah, that's interesting. But I was wondering about the... Now, would you have a different name for a large porch as opposed to a small one?
A one that goes all the way around the house or all across the front would probably be a veranda.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's getting into old terminology.
Yeah. And just something up in, like, you just come up the steps in front of the house and there's just a...
Stoop.
Okay. Now, was that a word that you used in your childhood? And,
yes.
Okay. A name for a damp cloth for wiping the floor.
A rag.
You don't remember them, anybody doing the floor with using sand?
No, but I took my mother's pots and pans out and cleaned them with sand after I went to camp the first time.
If the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell someone, please...
Close the door.
Or, not open, but...
Shut.
Mm-hmm. And on a frame house, they sometimes put up over the frame.
Oh, siding.
Right. And say, I think I will get in the car and up to Knoxville and...
Go to Knoxville.
Or, speaking of...
I drove.
And the outer part of the house that the rain falls on is
the roof.
Yeah, and the part that the rain is collected in around the edge is
the gutters.
Now, kind of a multi-gabled house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you call that space between where the gables come together and leave?
The peak.
Yeah, the peaks are up here, but
No, I don't. The valleys. The
That's
peaks
right.
and the valleys of the roof.
That's
uh-huh.
right.
Uh-huh.